I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They're back on track, and it looks like they're getting some reinforcements. What's convinced them that Joe Kelly and Yoan Moncada are ready to rejoin the active roster?
I mean, Moncada had been saying that it was basically more or less cleared up as far as any discomfort when he headed out. And, you know, then he produced in Charlotte as much as you could actually hope for. I think whenever the standard fare, whenever a big leaguer is, you know, struggling to rehab stint, you just say like, well, it's a rehab. It's more about the given time. It doesn't really matter as long as they look good in the last game or two. It's fine. Or you know, the contrast through Moncada basically destroys AAA pitching for a week plus, and which is the situation you have now, and it seems like he's ready to go. Joe Kelly really hasn't had any setbacks the entire time. There hasn't really been like an outing where you know, something happened or he had to dial back, even if the velocity's kind of slowly crept back to normal. But everything's been kind of smooth sailing for them in the rehab stint, so you expect to be ready to go. I don't know if you say that Joe Kelly has the eighth inning tonight or anything like that, but there hasn't been something to make you think that, you know, they're lagging behind at some point.
Aaron Bummer goes on the IL. What have the White Sox said about when he might return?
Not much at this point. I think we'll maybe find out more about how it goes in the next like week or so. I would say that it seems more like a, you know, maintenance of soreness issue that would be like the minimum stay, but it kind of remains to be seen. There hasn't been some specific incident that spiked this. I know that just he's been struggling for mechanical consistency for the entire season at this point. So you kind of point to this and think, well, maybe some rest, maybe whatever this issue that's bothering him goes away over 2 weeks and we kind of start to see him looking more like himself. And it kind of has a dual purpose of both feeling better, but also looking better in his bullpens by the time he returns.
Has Matt Foster put himself in the mix to be Tony's eighth inning guy, even though they are bringing Kelly back?
I don't know if eighth inning every single time, but I think he's definitely a guy that if he's available, if he's fresh and the other guys are down, I don't think you have a big reason to hesitate at this point. He went through, I mean, that Boston lineup, the way it is right now, there's really only three hitters to really worry about, which is kind of like, they're kind of a, how it could look slightly worse vision for the White Sox this weekend. And he cut through all of them. I mean, be able to blow by Rafael Devers with the fastball kind of shows you that everything that he was dealing with last season, where he had the groin issue in spring training and he wasn't kind of getting the extension and ride and jump on that fastball to kind of overwhelm guys with 93, 95 the way he is now and the way he did in 2020, it kind of shows you it's all working the way it should be. So I really think health is the big thing for him to kind of look like the guy who was very useful in 2020. It seems like he has that right now.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.